Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code r/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code r/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to r/ Am I the Butthole, where OP's wife physically abuses him and puts him in the emergency room. Am I the butthole for wanting to divorce my wife because she caused me to go to the emergency room? I'm 50 and my wife is 45. We've been married for almost 20 years. We have a 16-year-old daughter and life has been pretty good. We've had our ups and downs like any marriage, but we work together through it. We've even done marriage counseling a couple of times to get ourselves on the right track. Mostly it was just about day-to-day stuff because sometimes we felt more like roommates. When it comes to household chores, I've always cleaned the house because I'm a bit OCD with cleaning due to growing up in a house with roaches as a kid. She takes care of the laundry and we split making dinners on days that I'm off because I work 12 hours a day, 4 days a week. Our kiddo takes care of the dishes. So herein lies the issue. My wife is going through perimenopause. She's being super emotional and a bit unlike herself for the last 6 months or so. She's taking medication to help even out her hormones, but it's taking time. One day, she's overly nice. The next day, complaining about every little thing and getting all bent out of shape. So, yesterday morning was one of her bad days. I forgot to set up the coffee pot to make coffee in the morning. When I went downstairs, she was all bent out of shape over it. I tried my normal tactic of apologizing because I had a migraine and went to bed early and just forgot. I told her I'd make coffee in a bit because I just woke up and I needed a little bit of time to get the morning fog out of my head. That's a typical thing for me in the morning. She did not like this answer, so as I went to sit on the couch, she threw her coffee cup at me. It smashed into my head, breaking and splitting my head open. At first, I was pissed that she actually threw something at me, like WTF, but then I felt liquid. Blood, obviously, because I couldn't see it, going down my neck. I put my hand on it, pulled it back, thinking it was coffee. Then I saw the blood. Of course, at the sight of this, my wife all of a sudden freaked out and screamed at my daughter to get a towel. All the while, she was apologizing to me and crying, saying that she was sorry. We went to the emergency room, and we had our daughter drive because my wife couldn't because she was a hot mess. Luckily, it wasn't so deep that it needed stitches, and they used that glue stuff. The thing is, I had a rough childhood/home life. I was physically abused by my mom all the way up until I left at 18. My wife knows this, and when she did what she did, it brought back all those memories so long ago forgotten. I love my wife, but I swore to myself that I would never be in a place where I'd be abused ever again. And now, I don't know if I would be the butthole if I filed for divorce because of this. I know her hormones are partially to blame, but also, she's an adult and responsible for her actions. I guess I'm just looking for advice, wondering if I'm the butthole if I decide to leave. Yo, OP, are you the butthole for getting divorced over objectively domestic violence? No! Hormones are not a good excuse for opening up a head wound. And what if she wasn't mad at you? What if she was mad at your 16-year-old daughter? Your wife needs a reality check, man. She gave you a head wound over coffee not being ready? Are you crazy? OP, you should leave her. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving her 3.5, maybe 4 out of 5 buttholes. Head wounds are a big deal in any situation. Am I the butthole for considering ending things with my wife because she refuses to let me be alone with our daughter? My wife got pregnant accidentally, and our daughter was born last year. Our daughter is 7 months old. Since our daughter's birth, my wife has been protecting our daughter from any interaction with men. In reality, she's always been wary of any male interaction. It took a long time for me to gain her trust and date her in the past. Other girls don't have barriers to easily befriend her. With our daughter, my wife doesn't allow me to bathe her or even change her diaper without her supervision. I've tried talking to her about this, but she always sticks to the same point and refuses to explain much. I suspected that she suffered traumatic abuse, but she denies it. I've also tried asking her family about this behavior, but they don't know either. I've even tried couples therapy, but she refuses to participate. Lately, this has led to many arguments and fights. It's horrible that I can't be alone with our daughter without her suspecting that I'll do something awful. I'm tired of arguing with her, tired of her behavior. I'm seriously considering telling her that I'll end things if this continues. Okay, a dad not being able to change his own daughter's diaper is crazy. It's bad enough now, but if OP doesn't find a way to put a stop to this behavior now and his wife, then clearly this is going to spill out into adulthood, right? When the daughter turns, 12, 13, and the mom is acting all cagey around the dad, and she won't ever let the daughter be around the dad alone, then the kid's going to pick up on that, and she's going to think the dad is some creep or weirdo, or the dad is dangerous, and it will permanently destroy the relationship. OP, I don't blame you at all for divorcing your wife over this. Not only is it unfair and abnormal, but it's potentially really damaging to your future relationship with your daughter. OP, you get 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your wife 3 out of 5 buttholes, but really, she needs therapy. I'm not sure if I believe your wife when she says that there's no past abuse. It sounds like there was past abuse. Am I the butthole for calling my girlfriend's boobs fun-sized? So I'm a 25-year-old guy, and I've been dating my 24-year-old girlfriend, Taylor, for around 5 months now. Taylor is a small, skinny, petite woman. I really love her and everything about her. Today, she was making a joke about her boobs being smaller than mine. I told her, "No, they're fun-sized," and I laughed. She did not laugh. I immediately apologized for the dumb joke, and I said that I love her as she is. She left the room pretty quickly. I feel terrible for what I said, but I seriously didn't mean anything mean with it. It was a dumb joke that I shouldn't have said. I never meant any harm. To be clear, no, Taylor wasn't making fun of me or my man boobs in her joke. Yeah, she has a past with problems with food and weight, but I don't. Yes, she likes making jokes about herself to cope, as she says it. She doesn't expect me to start defending her. Usually, we just laugh it off. OP, mostly I'm on your side here. Technically, all boobs are fun-sized because all boobs are fun. I think you're mostly in the clear because you made one of those jokes that I think that any boyfriend could make to a girlfriend and expect it to come off reasonably well, but sometimes those jokes just don't land and then you get in trouble, then you have to apologize and make up and hopefully play with some fun boobs afterwards. I think in general, the tone of the joke was fine considering the joke that she made right before. It's just, every time you make a joke, you have to understand that it might not land well. And if it doesn't land well, then you have to take responsibility for it. So, gosh, this feels like a zero butthole across the board. OP made a simple mistake and he seems remorseful. And I think it's justifiable that the girl is upset about it. So, yeah, I'm going to give 0 out of 5 buttholes across the board. Well, OP posted an update. Later, when talking with Taylor, she admitted that the joke was funny, but that she had a very emotional day and that she reacted badly. She apologized for leaving the room without saying anything. I apologized to her for making the joke without thinking. I made it clear to her that I think that she and everything about her is perfect and that I love her. Taylor also opened up to me about why she's so insecure about it. It's quite personal, but shortly, she said that she told me that she had been bullied for most of her life for being so flat-chested. Later, we laughed about it together, and everything's fine. Opie, after your girlfriend told you that story, you should have looked her dead in the eyes and said, "So, I guess my joke fell flat? Am I the butthole for canceling our apartment signing after I found out that my boyfriend bought an expensive car? My boyfriend is 31 and I'm 28. We've been together for just over 2 years. We've been living with roommates and we've been looking to move in together for a while. It's expensive and I have a dog, so it's been difficult finding a landlord that would be okay with the dog. My friend has been moving out and she had a dog and she was willing to sublet for us. It's a fairly good price near work, so I'm happy with it. We went through the credit check and we were about to sign it, but recently I discovered that my boyfriend bought another car. He already has a daily driver, but he wants a weekend car, which I personally find ridiculous why anyone needs two cars. He has a Honda Accord that's fine, and he's never complained about problems with it. But he recently bought another car. He is not the best with money. He really likes to spend until the last dollar and doesn't have any savings. I've had to bail him out twice on rent. We both pay around $1,100 plus utilities, and he makes around $70,000 a year, so he should have savings, but he doesn't. He did eventually pay me back, but it was months later than we agreed on. So I wasn't really happy that he did that, but I didn't realize that he bought such an expensive car. He didn't show it to me until Saturday when he picked me up in a Corvette. I don't know what model it is, but I asked him how much it was, and he said that it's not my business, and I was pissed off that he bought a clearly expensive car. He admitted later, because I refused to let it go, and said that it was $42,000 and he traded in the Honda. Even then, his payments are almost $800 a month. I was so mad he did that, especially because he asked me to cover part of the security deposit a week before he bought the car. I called my friend and apologized and told her that I can't sign the lease, and she said that she was okay with it. I hadn't paid the deposit yet, thankfully, and my roommate is okay with me staying, so I'm good. But my boyfriend's lease is ending, and the landlord wants him out, so now he's mad at me for canceling us moving in together. Because now he still needs to move, and he'll probably be paying more than if we moved in together. He yelled at me for butting in on his business, saying that it's not my business what he buys. I think that's fair, but he also doesn't have any money, and he bought an expensive car, so if anything goes wrong, I have to pay his share of the rent. Alright, it is mega, mega hypocritical for this guy to expect you to cover his rent and then turn around and say, "What I do with my money is none of your business." Also, on top of that, buying a $42,000 car, 42 plus if he also traded in the Honda, without even talking to your girlfriend beforehand is kind of crazy. Now, I know that every boyfriend and girlfriend handles finances a little bit differently, but it's just wild to me that you can be in love with someone, want to live with someone, but then just completely cut them out of financial, like major, major financial decisions and drop 42, probably closer to 50K on a car and just, "Oh, none of your business, doesn't have anything to do with you." Well, yeah, since I'm living with you and since you're my partner in life, it does have a lot to do with me, actually. OP, my suspicion is that the reason why he bought this car is that he thinks once he moves in with you, you will cover most of the expenses. You'll cover the groceries or the rent or the utilities. That way he can spend money on this brand new Corvette. So I suspect in a way you'd be helping him pay for that Corvette. I hope you see this as the red flag that it is, OP. I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving him 2.5 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for telling my brother's girlfriend to F off? My wife and I, who are 39, lost our teenage son earlier this year. It's been heart-wrenching. My wife actually got fired from her job because she fell into a deep depression, as you can imagine. My brother has a girlfriend who's 22. She dabbles in the spiritual world and is into all that kind of stuff. Three nights ago, we had them over for dinner for the birthday party of my youngest child. In front of my depressed wife and my two young children, who are 8 and 11, she says, I can feel your son here. I say, excuse me? She tells my wife that she can feel his presence here and that she just knows she can help us make contact and help us with closure. Yo, what the? Well, okay. My youngest is confused, starts crying, and my wife is on the verge of tears. My brother is staring at her in awe like it's this great thing. I told her she needed to stop that or she could leave. She got upset and said that she was trying to help us with closure that I don't understand, and I told her to F off and leave. My brother got angry at me and we got into a big argument. They left and my wife is upset, but thinks that maybe I should have listened to her, that she's desperate, and my brother keeps texting me how disrespectful I was to his girlfriend and I needed to apologize. That's not just something you say to grieving parents. Am I the butthole? Okay, all right, okay. Let's suppose, hypothetically, that let's just take out the spiritual stuff and let's suppose that this woman found, I don't know, like a suicide note or a video of the dead son from the day that he died, like right before he died. And she wants to give that to the family because she wants to help them with closure. Is the time to do that in front of the entire family at an 8-year-old's birthday party? No. We all know the answer to that is no. It is completely not the right time, not the right place, not the right mood. Extremely disrespectful. Then add in the whole spiritual angle and it gets way more sensitive. I don't think she was malicious. I think this woman was just dumb, to put it frankly. Tactless. I'm giving her 2 out of 5 buttholes. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. If I were in your shoes, I would have been tempted to physically pick her up and throw her out of my house. Am I the butthole for telling my sister-in-law to find another provider because I'm not it? My sister-in-law has always called me a disgrace and talked about how men are providers, and she has repeatedly told me this and tried to shame me for having a better education and job than my husband. My husband's family is Mexican immigrants, and my sister-in-law lives in Mexico and has a Mexican husband. She recently fled the house looking for someone to stay with. My in-laws live in another state, but my sister with her 3 children came to us instead. We live in a small house in San Diego that belonged to my grandma. My in-laws live close to Houston. My husband wasn't home when his sister arrived, and I sent her away when she showed up on my doorstep. I told her to go find another provider because I'm not it. My husband heard and came home from work, and I told him that he had to pay for her hotel and plane tickets out of his money to our in-laws' place. He and his family have been pissed at me. His sister has constantly bullied me over the past 10 years for dumb things like not making my man a plate. I've never liked her or her ex. I don't want her in my home, and I was not having it because she has no damn money because of her own stupidity of being a wifey. I refuse to support her, and now my husband's family is saying that he should leave me and stay in Houston. I told him he can choose his sister over me, and if he's not back in 24 hours, I'm throwing his stuff on the street and letting the homeless people take it. Alright, I checked the comments to look for an update, and OP says, he flew to Houston with his sister to help her with the kids on the plane. That was 4 days ago. So, it sounds like the husband might have picked the sister. Well, part of me is inclined to give this woman a little bit of grace because it sounds like she's fleeing domestic violence. Though, who knows, maybe she just dumped him and moved out. It's kind of hard to tell from this post. But in any case, it's super hypocritical of this woman to criticize OP and then turn around and expect OP to pay her bills. So I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes, OP. I'm giving your judgmental sister-in-law 1.5 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast, because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.